It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. Illinois Governor Pat Quinn has signed three education-related bills into law today. One creates a commission that will prepare a report on ways to increase high school graduation rates in the state. The group has to present a report to lawmakers by November. The other laws require Illinois schools to make health exam statistics, including immunizations, publicly available. And a third creates a program to help students of different backgrounds break down barriers. Governor Quinn is defending an Illinois State Police investigation over possible leaks of information from Tams Correctional Center. The Democrat said today there are laws in place that state employees must follow, and they may be questioned if those laws are broken. He did not elaborate. An aide said Quinn did not order the probe. State police investigators visited Tams in far southern Illinois Tuesday. Two employees told the Associated Press they attempted to question at least six people about leaks that may have violated federal health care law. Tams is a high-security prison Quinn plans to close because he says it's underused and too expensive. The prison agency has been concerned employees might be providing information to reporters. The Obama administration is planning to release a new form that allows undocumented youths to apply for legal status. But as Chip Mitchell reports, Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin has a warning for them.
The policy will enable many undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children to live and work in the country legally. The application fee will be $465, but Durbin says immigrants could end up paying a lot more.
There are notarios as well as attorneys out there who are trying to take money away from these young people and their families. They say, oh, give me $1,000, give me $2,000 and I will help you. Don't let them exploit you.
In Chicago's Pilsen neighborhood, Durbin urged immigrants who may be eligible to attend a workshop next week on Navy Pier. The immigrants must be 30 or younger and have arrived in the U.S. before turning 16, among other requirements. The policy does not provide a path to citizenship, a difference from stalled legislation known as the DREAM Act. I'm Chip Mitchell in Chicago.
A third-party candidate has been added to the November ballot in Illinois' 12th congressional district. Paula Bradshaw represents the Green Party in the race to succeed retiring Congressman Jerry Costello. The emergency room nurse and political activist from Carbondale will face Democrat William Enyard and Republican Jason Plummer. Illinois' Cameras in Courts pilot program is more than 6 months old. A spokesman for the state Supreme Court says so far, everything appears to be working fine. Joe Tybor says all of the status reports from chief judges indicate no media disruptions during proceedings, but Tybor says they're still waiting for the big test.
One thing we have not seen yet is a full trial before a jury in which multiple media are present and interested. In other words, a high-profile trial.
Tybor says that test will come in Whiteside County when accused killer Nicholas Shealy goes on trial next month. Whiteside is part of the 14th Judicial Circuit, which was the first to be approved for the program. The attorney for George Ryan says the former Illinois governor has qualified for work release 5 months before his July 2013 parole. Former Illinois Governor Jim Thompson tells the Daily Journal in Kankakee that Ryan's new home will be a halfway house in Chicago's West Loop. The 78-year-old Ryan is serving a six-and-a-half-year sentence at the federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana, for a 2006 conviction on corruption charges. On Monday, a federal court in Chicago denied Ryan's latest appeal seeking early release. Thompson says Ryan's attorney will try to appeal again, possibly to the Supreme Court, which has already said it would not hear Ryan's case. Federal Bureau of Prison spokesman would not confirm Ryan's work release date, citing a security issue. West Nile virus is striking people earlier than usual this year in the state of Illinois, and health officials say the number of cases now stands at six. Illinois Department of Public Health spokeswoman Melanie Arnold said today human cases have been reported in Chicago, Evanston, and several Chicago suburbs. Last year, the first human case was not reported until August 19th in Illinois. That year, there were 34 human cases in the state, including three deaths. This year's hot, dry weather created good breeding conditions for the mosquito that carries the virus. Officials recommend wearing insect repellent and limiting time outdoors between dusk and dawn when mosquitoes are biting. While most people infected with West Nile will not get sick, approximately 1 in 150 will develop a severe form of the illness. Catholic sisters from around the nation are gathering in St. Louis this week. As Adam Allington reports, the Leadership Conference of Women Religious will be responding to accusations by the Vatican that has the group promoting radical feminism.
The Leadership Conference of Women Religious represents about 80% of Catholic sisters in the United States. The group is the subject of a scathing report by the Vatican, which accuses the sisters of working to undermine Catholic positions on issues such as contraception, abortion, and homosexuality. Across the country, protests and vigils have taken place to show support of the sisters. Among the options the group is considering include submitting to more direct Vatican oversight or forming a new organization independent of Vatican control. I'm Adam Allington in St. Louis.
More than half the counties in northern Indiana have lifted their open burning bans following recent rains, although experts say that much more steady precipitation is needed to relieve the severe drought conditions faced by most of the state. 28 counties have lifted burn bans. 61 of Indiana's 92 counties still have burn bans in effect. Fairs and festivals may offer some Illinoisans distraction from this summer's heat and drought. The Illinois State Fair begins Friday morning with food, music, and games. The fair runs through August 19th. Performers at the fair will include Miranda Lambert, Train, Demi Lovato, and Cheap Trick. If you're more interested in blues music, the Sweet Corn Blues Festival in Normal promises they'll have plenty of blues and corn for the event later this month. The corn comes from Del Monte in Mendota, which irrigates its crops. That festival takes place August 25th and 26th. In sports, the Chicago Cubs will try to avoid an eighth straight loss when they wrap up their three-game series with the San Diego Padres this evening. First pitch, 5:35. It will be a battle between pitchers with losing records. Cubs starter Jeff Samardzija is 7-9. San Diego's Clayton Richard is 8-11. The Chicago White Sox will try to hold on to a slim division lead when they face the Kansas City Royals tonight. First pitch at 7:10 at U.S. Cellular Field. Chicago's 5-2 loss to Kansas City last night left them with a half-game advantage over Detroit in the American League Central. The Royals, meanwhile, are in the AL Central basement, 14 games behind the Sox. And the St. Louis Cardinals and the San Francisco Giants head into tonight's game at Busch Stadium with identical 60-50 records. First pitch is 7:15. The Cards plan to hand the ball to Joe Kelly, who's 2-4 this season. The Giants will go with Ryan Vogelsong, who is 9-5. There's more news anytime at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.